Hi, I'm Larry Gregory here at BizSpark Camp New York City. I'm joined by Conexus Software. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Hi, Larry. Hey, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you. So tell us a little bit about what you're building.
Conexus Software has a product we call Social Relevancy as a Service. Today on the internet, when you go to a website, you're a stranger. They don't know who you are. They don't know what to show you. We have a method that allows any website to present information to you that's socially relevant based upon who you know and what their likes are. Chances are when you go, you know, chances are there's not a lot of information about you individually available. But if you look at everyone you know, and there's probably a lot of information collectively about the people you know. So when you visit a website, we know who you know. We don't tell them who you know, but we deliver to that website, they ping us that you're there, we deliver to them the information that shows the interests of your social network.
Wow. So it sounds like you're kind of expanding the web to take on more social networking attributes and therefore delivering a better experience.
Correct. We basically, today on the web, the best practices are contextual. You know, you go there, Google says you're there because you typed in these terms. Mm-hmm. Psychographic is what Amazon does when they say, well, you bought this book, you can, other people bought it, they like that too. You've got demographic, they know where your IP address is, and they got clickstream, they're snooping around, and you know, they know what you're doing. That's the best practices today. That's where the state of the art is today. We had a fifth method that really no one is doing. The social networking sites are beginning to touch on it, but they can only deliver it within their walled garden. Yep. And that walled garden only consists of people who are active there. And then it's self-selecting, you don't know how well people know each other. We know everybody who knows everybody, and we know how well they know each other through a unique process.
Sounds exciting. Have you gotten any customer validation that they actually want, or have you thought about how you would actually sell this into either websites or to the end user?
It'll be sold in a combination of methods, but it'll be marketed to the largest merchants on the website directly through a direct sales force. It'll be also available via web services with the APIs that basically anybody can plug into.
So by driving up the relevancy of the offers that they make to potential buyers, that would be a value to those websites, those retailers.
Absolutely, and it doesn't even have to be buyers. You know, New York Times could present articles that are about people you know or being read by people you know. Just makes every site, no matter what you can think about. I can't imagine a site that couldn't benefit from it.
Interesting. Great. So tell me about the technology. What are you building?
Sure, definitely. Our solution is actually a platform built entirely on Microsoft tools. So we are using .NET framework for all of our client services, and we are using SQL Server on the back end to host a very complex relational database. It's quite massive, in fact, when you think of the size of the global social graph that we're managing. The technology really falls into two product components. The components that are used by our end users freely, which is MQ.com. This is a solution that incorporates some proprietary patent pending patent applications have been filed for the techniques that we use to discover an individual's social network. We can do that out to infinite degrees of separation. And we take that social graph and we allow our subscribers to our social relevancy as a service solution to enhance it with attributes, marketing attributes that Hunter mentioned. Those attributes then become available via the cloud. Part of the reason why we're here today working with Microsoft and investigating the Azure platform is to make social relevancy as a service available to anybody on the cloud. So those web services have been developed and are available in that manner.
So. Okay, excellent. So given you guys have been working this a few different angles over time, what advice would you give other entrepreneurs or developers that are just starting out?
I've been involved with a couple of different startups, and some fail, some very successful. Grown startups over $100 million in sales in a short period of time. There's one thing that's common through all of them. It's hard work, and you have to stick with it. In the most successful startups that I've been involved with, there have been days where I've said, you know, why are we doing this? It's a stupid idea. It's never going to happen. We're never going to get funding. We're going to run out of money. Whatever. There are hard times, very hard times. But if you believe in what you're doing, truly believe in what you're doing, stick with it, because eventually you'll be successful.
I'd like to just add also for the technical folks out there that, you know, we live in a world today where the approaches are very different than perhaps they were 10 years ago or even, you know, 5 years ago for that matter. When you develop your technology, do it in iterations. You know, take the concept, have a good idea about what it is you're trying to build ultimately, but take it in iterations and get something out there, get it tested, get people using it, get reactions from folks, and then adjust. So it's a kind of rapid development cycle that you need to find yourself in to be successful today, especially with the constraints that startups are working with.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts.
Good luck. My pleasure.
Thank you for having us here.
We're happy to be here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.